If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we want to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be tapping into some new stuff that I dug up on what happens to kids when you give them the flu shot. What really happens to them? And some other things, too, that we found out with adults getting flu shot. Anyway, we got lots to talk about there, and we might touch on some blood dilators and some things like that. And one of my favorite herbs, we'll see if we get time. And we do have a crack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I lift this nation up in prayer. Hope you do too. Seek in the Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees and mine in time because it grows short. I did bring my devotional today. Yay, yay. And today's devotional is from Job 13 and Psalms 18. And it goes like this. When things seem to be going all wrong, stop and affirm your trust in me. Calmly bring these matters to me and leave them in my capable hands. Then simply do the next thing. Stay in touch with me through thankful, trusting prayers, resting in my sovereign control. Rejoice in me and exalt in the God of your salvation. And as you trust in me, I make your feet like the feet of a deer to enable you to walk and make progress upon the high places of trouble, even sufferings and responsibilities. Amen to that. When God's holding your hand, you're in the best place ever. So mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, in the quacker. We got this new device out of Ohio State University. Let me see what you think about this. Crazy stuff. Healing organs with a new technology that's called tissue nano transinfection or transfection. F-E-C-T-I-O-N. It's called TNT. Anyway, it's this dime-sized silicon chip. What it does is it injects genetic code into the skin cells and turns the skin cells into other types of cells, therefore treating disease conditions. So it can restore, they say, any type of tissue. And it's breakthrough technology, they say, the first time cells are being reprogrammed in a live body. Current cell therapy methods are typically a high-risk area. So the technology doesn't require a laboratory or a hospital. Actually can be executed in the field. It weighs less than 100 grams, and it has a very long shelf life. It is awaiting FDA approval, and they plan to test it on humans within the next year, hopefully at Walter Reed National Medical Center, as they're talking with them. So the use of skin, they say, is very much an agricultural land. They can essentially grow any cell of interest there. So I don't know where this is going, but they say they can, you know, heal trauma cases quickly, like brain injuries and things like that. All right, moving along on the quack report. I want you to pay attention to this little segment here, because we're going to be talking a little bit more about that in the first part of our program. The topic we're talking about, vaccinations, but it's about Alzheimer's. Although, you know, more research is needed, they say, to confirm what they're finding out little by little on what Alzheimer's is all about. They have this thing where they noticed Alzheimer patients, their brains has a lot of, they have a lot of inflammation and bacteria in them. And they think that could be the cause or contributing to the disease of Alzheimer's. And so the brain cells become damaged and they die, leads to shrinkage of the brain. So researchers are thinking the inflammation of the brain may also be contributing. The inflammation could be a reaction to bacteria that they're finding in the brain. And the scientists found that the brains of Alzheimer's patients have 7 times more bacteria infection and inflammation than people that don't have the disease. And the type of bacteria is really a gram-positive bacteria that they call actinobacteria. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. Last but not least in the quack report, couple of cases of the plague, the Black Plague in New Mexico already, close to the number that they had all of last year. So they have 3 confirmed cases in New Mexico Department of Health, a 52-year-old woman, a 62-year-old woman, and a 63-year-old man, all of Santa Fe County. All 3 went to the hospital and have survived. The infection is relatively rare in the United States, according to the health department, with an average of maybe 7 plague cases yearly in the U.S. since 1970 to 2012. But 2015 had an unusually high number. They had 16 in all. A lot of people think it's because of, you know, refugees coming into the countries. But they also say typically half of all the U.S. plagues occur in New Mexico, and usually between early spring and late fall. Well, if you don't have a pandemic kit, you might want to have one on hand at thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about what flu vaccines actually do, especially when you give them to children. A lot of stuff we came across, and so we're going to share that with you, because I'm not the only one that has really noticed, you know, that the world has gone a little insane. Right, Frank? Why is that? Why are more people diagnosed with so many emotional disorders than ever before? And is there, you know, like some external mechanism maybe that's prompting all these mental health issues? And will these issues continue to get worse? So I came across some data that may shed some light on the subject and can help us discern how we can better protect ourselves. So scientists are asking some questions, and research scientists at Yale have been looking at why more people are experiencing eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, and high rates of nervousness and anxiety disorders than ever before in recorded medical history. So in January of 2017, an article in the Journal of Psychiatry had a study on adults who were diagnosed with various neuropsychiatric types of disorders, you know, like obsessive compulsive and anorexia. And they was also showing that these patients who were also vaccinated with influenza virus within a month of getting diagnosed. So other scientists collaborated on the study from Pennsylvania State University and also from Yale Child Study Center. And they disputed a lot of the safety facts of the vaccines now, and they're asking for more research on this topic. So here is a quote from Dr. James Lechman. He's professor of pediatrics at Yale Child Study Center. He says, there is a fair amount of concern and interest in the vaccine safety questions, so let's try to be critical and do further studies that will help examine this issue in a more thorough way. End of quote. Well, we'll see what they come up with. But what they did is they were digging into the data. They got some information from health insurance databases that were involving claims of various neurological disorders involving 15-year-old children to see if there were maybe some correlations with vaccines. And this is what they found. They said the vaccinations were given to 20% of the children who later developed anorexia, an eating disorder. They also said there was a higher percentage were found among the children that were diagnosed with conditions of anxiety, ADHD, and obsessive compulsive disorders within 3 months after the vaccinations. And also the vaccines were showing a correlation with children that were developing major depression and bipolar disorders. So the research team didn't want to appear overzealous with the data. And also they stated that these correlations could be coincidence and should be taken with a grain of salt. Yet a clear biological explanation for these disorders could not be found. So the scientists speculated that it could be the individual's immune system's response to the vaccines that are causing these conditions. So this comment suggests that it's the patient's fault. And statistically speaking, then the vaccines are safe. So we're now being told by science that there is a chance that vaccines can cause the body to attack its own normal proteins. Science calls this cross-reactivity. So research in 2015 that was published in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine stated that the Pater X Mix influenza vaccine caused some cross reactivity of the hypocretin receptor 2. So basically, what they're saying is vaccines can give patients autoimmune disease. That's what that means. So according to Dr. James Lechman, some children after being vaccinated who experience a lot of inflammation promoting an autoimmunity condition also cause serious effects on brain development. We also see that the Scandinavian and the China studies that when the H1N1 influenza vaccine was used, it caused narcolepsy. Ooh. Yeah, well, Dr. John Rose, he's a pathologist at Yale, he says not to worry. The average vaccine's safe because it takes 15 to 20 years to get it approved. Well, according to the United States National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health, the influenza virus vaccines are on the accelerated approval list due to the seasonal change in the pathogens, you know, that they predict to circulate during the winter months. So accelerated approval means 6 months or less, using as few as 300 adults to test the vaccine. So the research researchers wanted to avoid an anti-vaccine movement, stating that, you know, there are further studies need to be done on this and it's warranted. And they refrained from actually stating there was some causal effect between the vaccines and the behavioral changes. But keep in mind that over 80% of the clinical studies have no scientific backing and can't be duplicated to get the same results regarding those vaccine effectiveness and safety study trials. So we got some real serious issues in the halls of science. Well, Joseph McCullough, Dr. Joseph McCullough says, when I was in medical school, there was no proof that cigarette smoking caused lung disease. You know, Dr. McCullough makes a good point that science was not publishing scientific fact that smoking caused disease. But in layman's observation, it was stating otherwise. It was kind of obvious. Now, one physician, Dr. Alton Oshner from New Orleans, published a link between cigarettes and lung cancer, but it was a decade later before scientific medicine was accepting of this cause and effect. So how many people died of lung disease while we waited on medicine, you know, as they thought about it, decided to receive it and accept it? Well, the National Cancer Institute answered that an estimated of 1 to 4 million people died while we're waiting on medicine to, you know, get its head out of the sand. All right, let's talk about real quick the autism link. Autism has been kind of associated with the vaccines for a while, just as smoking was associated with lung cancer. Now, autism was, you know, hardly on the radar in 1983 when, you know, children before the age of going to school got about 10, maybe less than 10 vaccines. So we had a ratio of 1 in 10,000 children that may suffer from autism back then. But now that children receive 24 or more vaccines before the age of 1 and 36 vaccines before the age going to school age, the autism rate is now 1 in 150 children. Now, autopsies, here's this part that comes to play a little bit here. Autopsies of children and adults with autism show their brains have widespread inflammation causing brain damage. Scientists say that they can find no reason for the drastic rise in autism. So why do we not act on obvious warnings until, you know, we got to wait on science to decide and make it official? Make it official. Well, Dr. Joseph McCullough says scientists state that the least reliable type of a study is the epidemiological studies because it's easy to manipulate the data so that the study tells you anything you wish it to. Okay, so that would be, you know, the studies used to test vaccines, epidemiological ones. All right, let's look at the true nature of the infant hepatitis. Hey, Frank, have you ever wondered why on the day of a child's birth, they inject it with hepatitis B vaccine? Do you ever wonder about that? I know I have. I know a lot of parents that have, a lot of people. They just don't understand what's the point in doing that. And, you know, is the child at risk? Really, is an infant, it, you know, can't move much, tiny, maybe less than 10 pounds. Is he at a high risk or she at a high risk of getting hepatitis B? Well, the answer is no. They're not at high risk. This early vaccination basically is designed to prime the infant's system with weakness so that the successive vaccine cause vaccine-induced diseases like autism or other neurological disorders or autoimmune disease. Here's what Dr. Mercola has uncovered. He said the vaccines are different from any natural infection, and the vaccine produces abnormal brain and immune stimulation for prolonged periods of time. This is not to say the immune system makes antibodies against the vaccine pathogen, but with natural infections, the immune system quickly clears the infection, then shuts off its activation. This shutting down is essential for the health of the immune system. Vaccines are known to exhaust or burn out an immune system mechanism, making the immune system useless. Holy crow, right? Well, the devil's in the details. And according to Dr. Mercola and other scientific research, the vaccines keep the immune system on constant defense, creating this neurological disorder mechanism and immune system failure. So how is this accomplished? Well, all you got to do is you want to check the vaccine schedule, which is very different than it was 20 years ago. Because when you look at the vaccine schedule, you'll see the vaccines are given in such a way to keep a child's immune system in continuous activation, causing it to burn out. So day one of birth, get the hepatitis B vaccine, and then they get 6 vaccines at 2 months of age, 5 vaccines at 4 months of age, 7 vaccines at 6 months of age, and 5 more vaccines at 1 year. Now, keep in mind, pediatricians recommend, in addition to that, that each year you add the flu vaccine after the child reaches 6 months of age. So all these vaccines contain a full dose of mercury or thimerosal. That's a heavy metal that goes to your child's brain. And then within 14 days, the heavy metals migrate to the bowel tissue. Here is a quote from Dr. Mercola. He says, you know, a friend of mine, while speaking to an audience of scientists and public health officials in Italy, was rudely told by a public health official, and he paraphrased, he says, we know that the vaccines cause neurological damage, but we must keep this from the public because it might endanger the vaccine program, end of quote. He goes on to say, it is also important to understand that practicing pediatricians have never heard the truth about what vaccines contain and the damage that they do. Immunology, like nutrition, gets only scant attention in medical school and none in residency training. Most doctors have no concept of the new discoveries about what vaccines are doing, especially with neuroimmunological damage, end of quote. They're in the dark. They have no idea. Well, you know, knowledge of the human immune system is kind of in its infancy, and the immune system is very complex. So much remains unknown about the immune system, especially regarding vaccines, children, and pregnancy. So Dr. Mercola states one association behind this push for vaccines is the American Academy of Pediatrics, along with your CDC. So if Americans were to follow the current vaccine recommendations, they will receive a minimum of 100 vaccines during their lifetime. That's under the current guidelines, but, you know, they're going to be adding that adult vaccine schedule, so get ready for more of that. All right, the vaccines are not pure. They have contamination. According to Mercola, vaccine contamination is a major problem, and the public hears very little about it. He said, aside from the live viruses used in chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella vaccines, which in themselves pose a health risk for having all these pathogens that can lodge into your tissues in your body and cause a lot of disease, including brain disease. He says the vaccine also harbor bacterial and viral fragments causing microorganism contamination, and it's a problem with a number of the pharmaceutical companies. And why should we worry? Well, according to scientific research, the pathogen fragments implant in your brain causing toxicity, especially with repeated vaccinations, and it can increase your risk of, ta-da, dementia. Just like that quack report, they think inflammation in bacteria, gram-positive bacteria, causing inflammation in the brain and maybe leading to Alzheimer's. Well, here it is again. Gram-positive bacteria from your flu vaccines and other stuff. Oh my goodness, is eating people's brains alive? Well, it is an artificial infection. It's not natural. It's not from you know, creation, really, God's creation, not from his realm. All right. Dr. Mercola weighs in on the new healthcare a little bit. He said he voiced a concern that I've also had, that with the universal healthcare that's being pushed globally, he thinks it will increase the use of vaccines. He feels more vaccines will be mandated for a myriad of reasons. So vaccines may become the linchpin of access for not only healthcare, having access to your healthcare, but also every facet of life, like employment, education, national and international travel. And you may not realize that foreign countries are constantly supplying vaccines to the world. He says, for instance, the leader is China, with over 400 companies manufacturing vaccines and the substandard drugs, he says. The FDA inspectors have only visited 1.8% of China's facilities, and the inspectors are only getting over there every 13 years, whereas in the United States, the U.S. facilities are inspected every 2 years. So a lot of things can fall through the cracks in a decade, I would think. Also, Dr. Mercola says, parents, you must appreciate that those in positions of authority are lying to you. Okay? Yep. Parents need to appreciate that. You're being lied to. And, of course, you know, the pediatricians are in the dark. Some of them are. Most of them are. And so they're only regurgitating the propaganda they've been handed by the pharmaceutical companies. So your child, if it's my child, I'm standing up to that. I am. That's my duty as the parent. Well, you know, the more I look into vaccines in this issue, the more I'm convinced it has become, well, I think it's an evil intent. The more I look at it, I believe it's an evil intent behind vaccines. You know, because what better way to destroy the image of God than with a medical treatment said to protect you? Think of the vaccines as a kiss from Judas. So, and what a betrayal it is, really, to destroy your natural defense mechanisms while giving you a disease. Now, in some instances, researchers have stated that the corruption can have a delay depending on the person. So vaccines take advantage of your weakest genetic link, kind of like your Achilles heel. And this would explain why some children develop autism and others appear to be fine, but then develop health problems later. So man would rather inject himself with disease and heavy metals than to be obedient to God. So the ultimate sacrifice to God is obedience. And Israel was instructed that they would be blessed with good health when they were obedient. God warned us that if we forget him, he will forget our children. And that's a promise. God can't lie. Remember that. So while we wait for the Lord's return, we should be doing our part. Be diligent, protecting our bodies from all this corruption. Now, if you tend to be depressed or anxious, there are nutritional and medicinal herbs that can strengthen you. Drugs and vaccines like to attack the central nervous system, and there are medicinal herbs that like to support and strengthen the central nervous system. So look for your whole foods and your supplements and get some natural B vitamins going, essential for the nervous system. You might want to check out the Body Food Mix by Apothecary Herbs. It does have natural whole food vitamins and minerals and amino acids in it. They also have a selection of herbal formulas for depression and anxiety, and they have organ cleanses if you want to remove those heavy metals and radioactive particles and pharmaceutical residues, you know, stuff you don't need to hang on to. And they also have products that help reverse your vaccines, and those are included in your pandemic kit. So if you don't have one of those, you might want to pick one up. Long shelf life of 10 years on those things. So call now to order or to get your free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to visit online. And take advantage of their summer harvest sale, 15% off on orders of $50 or more. But that sale ends tomorrow on August 9th. So take advantage while you can and save, and get a free product catalog while you're at it. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. I know a place.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now, with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
The stars won't come out. Cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And no, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it. Fresh and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dreams.
Said she saw our children playing in the
here on Herb Talk. And, well, you know, always interesting stuff I uncover. Hope I'm empowering you with some enlightenment. You know, I'm reporting on what I find. And you know, God tells us from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man. They're here for the healing of the nations. And it's right under our noses. Why aren't we using them, right? Well, we should. And that's empowerment. That's right. That's what that is right there. I trust God's chemistry and advice over anybody else's. So I go with that. All right. So the next up, we're going to be talking about blood vessel dilators because, you know, people are taking a lot of the new blood thinners, the next generation blood thinners. And we've talked about those before on the show. We've mentioned, you know, there's really no way to stop the bleeding if there's a hemorrhage. So people are risking their lives taking a lot of those types of medicines. So do your homework on any of the drugs that are recommended to you. So let's talk about some blood vessel dilators because medical science describes the vasodilator drugs to patients. You know, they're told that they need these chemical type of drugs to help widen their blood vessels, increase the blood flow, improve their blood pressure. And patients with high blood pressure may not know that such medications affect their adrenal glands. So the vasodilators often are prescribed with other heart medicines, and there are many types of vasodilators. There's the nitroglycerin, there's the minoxidil. You may know that as Rogaine. Yeah, that Rogaine for hair, for your hair to grow, was really developed as a vasodilator. Didn't work very well, so they repackaged it, changed the name, and here it is for growing hair. So patients may not discern between high blood pressure medicines like calcium channel blockers or diuretics, and of course vasodilators. So both work to try to address hypertension, but they work differently. Also very important is that people are trying to reverse their hair loss, and they're using products under various names that contain the minoxidil in them. They are absorbing a vasodilator drug through the skin through a transdermal application. And I've often wondered, you know, what these hair loss products in an accumulative effect, what are they going to do to a healthy heart? You know, so there have been really not a whole lot of scientific studies on the topical uses of the minoxidil for hair loss and in relation to your heart and adrenal glands. So we're going to take a look, see what we can find. I want to look and see what, you know, what risks these drugs offer. And hopefully you can get a heads up and sidestep, you know, avoid that bullet. Well, Dr. William Penninger, he was written up in the Journal of Hypertension in 1988. He said this: of the many vasodilator drugs, minoxidil, Rogaine, hello, is a much more potent vasodilator than people think. It can cause hearing loss. It can cause renal retention of sodium, causing edema, and then you need a diuretic drug, and also can cause weight gain. He says it can also cause cardiac enlargement, end of quote. Oh, my God, right? Rogaine? Seriously? Can cause that? Yes, it can. Well, let's look at some the vasomotor center. There's a part in the human body that medicine refers to as your vasomotor center. So the adrenal glands are affected by vasodilator drugs, and they also affect hormones and the central nervous system function, which would explain why there's all these side effects listed with these drugs. So according to Dr. Penninger, he says the vasodilator drugs work differently than other blood pressure medicines and increase the risk of acute pulmonary edema, which is accumulating fluid around your heart and lungs. Also, you can get what he calls tachyarrhythmias, which is abnormal heart rhythms, also myocardial infarction, which means a heart attack and death. So Dr. Penninger urges caution when people are told they need to be put on a vasodilator. Well, let's look at some of the side effects. Some, you know, people have a natural allergy to these drugs, and they can't use them. Doctors won't put them on there. So people who have allergies, let's say, to foods, dyes, preservatives, and some other substances may be prohibited from using vasodilators. So if you're taking the vasodilator drugs, patients often experience what is called a secondary disease. They call it a side effect. Pregnant women usually also run into problems using vasodilators. It causes a lot of blood abnormalities for them, as well as uncontrolled hair growth. And now in lab animals, the vasodilators have caused birth defects. So if you're pregnant, I would hesitate to even look at the box that says vasodilator. Now, there have been no scientific studies regarding pregnancy or breastfeeding on the vasodilators. Why? Well, it's probably because there's a problem there. Now, the average patient taking these drugs can develop these following problems: headaches, nausea, bloating, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, dizziness, angina pains, chest pains and irregular heartbeats, muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, numbness, tingling of the extremities, swollen extremities, fever, sore throat, also general sick feeling, as well as skin blisters, itching and flushed skin, increased risk of kidney disease, stroke, heart attack, heart damage, adrenal tumors, as well as the drug does not interact well with other drugs and over-the-counter medicines, so beware. Also, systematic lupus, which they say is rare if you put on a vasodilator. I'm telling you, that's kind of worse than the disease they're treating you for. Well, there's also some extreme caution. Since vasodilators don't mix well with other medicines, patients need to exercise extreme caution if they're taking other medicines. For instance, over-the-counter drugs for, let's say, appetite control, cold and flu medications, asthma medications, anything for allergies that are sold either by prescription or over-the-counter, you're going to have to probably cross-check that with your pharmacist and doctor very carefully. Now, some of these products will increase or decrease blood pressure, and it is hard to see why so many people, you know, a lot of people wind up in the ER taking vasodilators because of this very thing. There's a very narrow accessibility using this drug and other types of medicines. Here's a quote from Dr. Pittenger. He says, vasodilating or antihypertension drugs produce an array of side effects, allergic reactions, and toxicity in varying degrees. They have the potential of creating congestive heart failure, among other serious conditions. Detailed knowledge of these drugs is a prerequisite in order to prescribe for any patient to use. So, you know, your doctor better be on his game, according to Pittenger, if he's telling you to take this. Well, let's look at the hair loss drug a minute. You know, we're talking about the Rogaine, the Amoxicillin, and I came across a blog where people were writing about their experiences using the minoxidil, the Rogaine product for hair loss, which is really a vasodilator. And there were a few young people who said they thought using the vasodilator for hair loss created a heart problem for them. Here is a quote from a guy that posted on the blog. His name was Robbie. This is February of 2006. He says, when I was 18, I became paranoid about hair loss, and I started using Rogaine. Now I'm 25, and I have very bad blood pressure problems. I find it strange that I used Rogaine, a powerful antihypertensive vasodilator, for 4 years, and now I have very bad blood pressure and heart rate problems. It's not a coincidence, I don't think. Well, the Mayo Clinic posts on their site, they use caution. They posted a use caution when you use topical Rogaine or minoxidil products. And by the way, they've given minoxidil or Rogaine different alias names. So you got to look carefully on any of these help you grow hair products out there on the web. You want to look at the ingredient, and if there's minoxidil there, then you have your answer. So they say it causes skin problems, a lot of irritation, almost like you had sunburn. They recommend not using the product if you do have sunburn. They also warn that the minoxidil is absorbed into the body and offers a lot of side effects. They recommend people with heart disease not use the product, yet it is prescribed for heart patients in the pill form. So does that make sense? Anyway, the Mayo Clinic also states that there have been no official scientific studies of the topical use of minoxidil, such as Rogaine, to cause any serious high blood pressure problems. Yet, they caution consumers not to use it in large quantities because of the likelihood of accumulated toxins absorbed through the skin by the product. Then there is a list of, there's a ton of patients who have described their experiences using the topical minoxidil Rogaine product. The formulation for men is a little stronger. It's usually in 5%, and women it's in a 2% form. But men are experiencing a loss of sex drive and erectile dysfunction. Remember, I told you it messes with the adrenal glands and the hormones. Remember that? So that the list of those who experience cardio difficulty started to emerge. And these people were in varying ages from 20 to 60 years of age. They said they experienced dizziness, heart palpitations, high blood pressure, swelling, fluid retention, a feeling of anxiety, cardiac arrhythmias, chest pains, and concentration problems. So I guess that answers my question. If Rogaine causes problems for the healthy heart, and I suspected it would. Well, here is a quote from one female patient, age 50. She was on the blog. She posted this in November 2015. She said, "No question, I was on Rogaine, and it caused my heart symptoms and blood pressure problems. I applied it for hair loss, but I won't sacrifice my health." And she's a female of age 50, so she's off the Rogaine and on to improving her cardio. Now, Upjohn Dermatology Division had an article in Field and Stream magazine, August of 1995. It was in their Midwest edition, and they were discussing the pros and cons of using the 2% Rogaine. Now, apparently there were people asking if the product for hair loss could cause harm, especially to the heart system. And here is one entry from the article. It said, "In animal studies, minoxidil in larger amounts applied as topical application on skin has caused important heart structure damage. This kind of damage has not been seen in humans." End of quote. Aha. Well, I think it has. They're just not acknowledging it. So you may not know why science uses the lab mice to test drugs. Well, it's because their cell structure is so similar to humans. That's why they use mice. So if mice on minoxidil had birth defects and heart damage, I would say long-term use of humans on the drug, either in topical or pill form, are going to have health problems the same. And they are. It's just like that, cigarettes don't cause lung disease. It took 10 years for medicine to accept that. All right. Well, I've known for a long time, herbs have these strengthening capabilities, have a lot of medicinal power for the body. Action that causes strengthening will always produce a repair and regeneration effect. So in short, herbs can heal you, help your body heal itself. I know that's kind of a four-letter word. The powers that be don't want us to use that heal word, but it is in our vocabulary. And this is why there's a lot of controversy, quite frankly, even a war over the use of herbs versus your prescription drugs. So you plus really high-quality herbs, big threat to pharmaceutical bottom line, definitely. But you're taking the power back. You're doing something healthy for yourself. You're eliminating the side effect risk. And God says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And that's a promise from your Creator. And God can't lie. So I'm going to go with that. And I've never been let down, to be honest. using God's good herbs. I have not. So take the power back. Learn how to do this. This is like stuff right under your nose. I know it's horse to water. Some people just believe the science. Some people, you know, they're willing to trust, have a little faith in the creator and what he's telling them. So thepowerherbs.com has a free product catalog for you. You can download it off their website, or you can call and ask to have one mailed to you, or you can just, you know, put it in your shopping cart and check out for free. It's no charge, and we'll send one to you. The number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And by the way, check out their heart and cardio section. They have a heart attack pack, and they have, you know, some vasodilators that are organic. That's called hawthorn berry. Actually, your hawthorn berries have been clinically tested by science against the blood thinners, the vasodilators and so forth, and they work just as well or better with no side effects. People down through the centuries, people in Africa use hawthorn all the time. So it's a great, great thing to have. Thepowerherbs.com, they'll show you how you can use your vasodilating herbs. Alrighty. Alright, so we got a few minutes, and I just want to touch base or elaborate a little bit on handcrafted benefits to your whole food herbs. The term handcrafted was used in the 12th century, you know, referring to handcrafts, people, you know, using something, you know, organic, handcrafted, made from, you know, not a mold. It was just, you know, original and organic. It's whole organic process. Workmanship, painstaking skills are all synonymous with handcrafted. So when was the last time you had a homemade meal or a handcrafted vitamin? Yeah? So we're going to check this out. Consumers are familiar with, you know, restaurant ads that promote the slow-cooked homemade like your grandmother made it. So when it comes to food, everyone likes that home cooking. It tastes better. It's real food. Has lots of flavor. Things aren't overcooked. They don't taste like cardboard. They don't have a lot of unhealthy fats in them. Vegetables from your garden taste better, fresher than the frozen or store-bought kind. Quick and convenience foods surrender a lot of nutrition and have to resort to flavor enhancers, a lot of added fat and salt and sugar to help, you know, cover up the taste that's missing. Homemade meals, though, there's just nothing like it. It's like a fresh apple baked pie, like your grandma made, compared to the frozen kind, right? So modern conveniences have made it easier to make meals from scratch for less. Yeah, right now we could do that. And your nutritional comparisons, you want to make those same comparisons to your supplements, you know, because a lot of your supplements on the market, I would say 90% of them are synthetics. They are not organic. They are not whole food based. These are people in a lab guessing at how much of a dose you need. And, of course, there's no complex minerals and vitamins to go with them, so the body assimilates them properly like God created it. So it's sort of like, you know, your synthetic vitamins are like processed foods. So they don't have all that balance. You know, there were some systemic reviews on studies that were published in 1958 to 2008. They were analyzing the nutritional quality of organic foods compared to conventional. And organic food sources contained more vitamin C, more magnesium, and phenolic compounds, which is your antibacterial properties. Your organic foods also contain more phosphorus and organic acids, which indicate ripeness and freshness in your foods, which are helpful in the development of strong, healthy bones, being able to grow properly, regenerate and repair tissue. So researchers believe that the riper the food with more of these components, the better the nutritional value, and lots of antioxidants. And the same thing should guide you when you select your supplements, okay? Fresh is always going to be best, organic, certified organic, but even better than that is Till Standard Certified Organic. That's the top quality herbs right there. So that's what we use at Apothecaries. We use the Till Standard Organic, which means, a lot of people don't know what Till Standard is, but what it means is the crop was planted in a field that the field was allowed to rest for 5 years to build up the mineral organic components in the soil, so that when the crop was planted, it had a lot of nutrition to pull from, and a very healthy crop, no fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, ethylene oxide gas, none of that stuff was used on the crop. Okay, so that's your primo certified organic right there. And, you know, same thing when you're looking at produce as well. That's the best top quality you can get. Of course, more expensive, but premium stuff comes out of there. And so when we get herbs from that are like that, of that quality, we they're so clean. Well, a USDA organic, see, the organic term has been watered down. You want definitely certified with your organic term. That's the number one you want to look for. You know, because you can still get conventional grown with an organic label on there. So you want certified definitely. And you know, you want to make sure how the crop was grown. So if it says Tilth Organic, Tilth Certified Organic would be your top quality. And of course, that's what we look for here at Apothecary Herbs when we purchase herbs to make our formulations. And you know, we can spend $100 a pound on herbs like that, but they are so worth it. They come in here so clean. They're just beautiful. Just beautiful, bright color. They're not dry and brown. Oh, they're just gorgeous. They have lots of life in them, lots of oils, and we just love it. So it's well worth the extra dinero. All right. Here is a word from Melissa Wood. She's a natural doctor. She says, nature intended for us to consume food or herbs in its whole form because all the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes are bound together in one package and work synergistically to deliver that nutrition your body needs. She couldn't have said it better. I mean, that was just an excellent description. You definitely have to have certain elements for nutrition to work. For instance, calcium is not going to give you any kind of benefit, hardly, if it doesn't have boron and magnesium with it. And it likes the calcium at a 2-to-1 ratio to those minerals. So real important to be educated about that. Keep a perspective. You want your premium whole foods, and you want your whole food supplements to be just as high quality, okay? Real important that when you're looking at your whole food supplements, there should not be any heat or cooking of them in the process of getting them from, you know, the manufacturer to you. There shouldn't be any of that because heat does change and alter things in the chemical area. So you want to make sure no heat. So we cold press everything at Apothecary Herbs. We naturally age it and cold press it. And this is why if you would look on our website, we have a new testimonial from a wonderful customer in Tennessee who says that since he's been taking our herbs, he has a feeling of well-being he hasn't had in 30 years. Well, yeah, once you get that missing nutrition in there, your body goes, hallelujah. You know, now this is what I'm talking about, and I can do something with that. And sure enough, the body starts to detoxify, starts to regenerate and heal. You start to perk up. Your color gets better. Your eyes look better. Everything starts to function better. That's right. That's, you know, it doesn't take rocket science. You know, God expected us to believe him. So thepowerherbs.com, it's about putting the power back in your hands with simple tools that are here, right under your nose. Go there, thepowerherbs.com, get a free catalog today. Don't forget, 15% off, they're having their summer harvest special, which ends tomorrow, by the way. So use that coupon code 17HAR and save. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.